sharp baby has such teeth, dear.
His signature tune, Mack the Knife, spent 9 weeks on top of the music charts in 1959 and launched Bobby Darin to superstardom.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
He was born Walden Robert Cassato in 1936 and grew up in the New York borough of the Bronx. Rheumatic fever damaged his heart as a child, but the kid who wasn't expected to live to his teen years showed them all. He started with rock hits like Queen of the Hop and Splish Splash, and always knew he was on his way to the top.
I want it all. I want the major leagues. I want nightclubs. I want Vegas, movies, TV. This album will make it happen all fast, faster than you can imagine.
You don't have to prove anything. You're a star already.
At 45, Kevin Spacey is already 8 years older than Bobby Darin was when he died in 1973 from complications after heart surgery. But in the spirit of an old-fashioned Hollywood musical, Spacey spans that age gap with fantasy dance numbers and plenty of Darin's music.
She made artificial flowers, artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of fashion to wear.
The arrangements are familiar. In fact, some of the musicians backed up Darin 40 years ago. But Spacey decided to sing the vocals himself rather than lip-sync to the original recordings.
I grew up loving movie musicals. And because I am a singer, I started out doing musicals, which not a lot of people know because those were all sort of high school, summer stock, college. But I still loved it, regardless of the fact that it wasn't, you know, in the professional world. And because I also knew that I wanted to expand the music and do these big dance numbers, we could have never done that if we had been tied to the original tracks. So it's just wanting to sort of, you know, in a sense, put yourself out there and challenge myself, test my own talents.
Come and sing a simple song, freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war.
I feel a little bit like Benson, Lloyd Benson, you know, when he said, you know, you're no JFK. Well, I'm no Bobby Darin, because he was in a league all his own. But my voice was within a range. And if I chose the songs carefully, you know, there's some numbers I wouldn't try, trust me, because I know I couldn't get there. But a lot of his work I could get there for. And so the choices of songs had to do with both what I thought advanced the narrative of the film and the songs that I thought I could accomplish. But it was my version of Bobby. And I always hoped that if the attack were right, if the phrasing were right, if we were exact with the arrangements, we might get to a point where people would go, is that Bobby or is that Cat? And that, for me, meant that I was both honoring his talent, but also using my own, and it was coming from me.
Hey, Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy, what do you say you and me have dinner tonight?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm not dinner in my room. I didn't get up early.
Oh, my goodness gracious. How can you stand all that excitement?
I'm not here for excitement. I'm here to work. Maybe you should think about going to sleep early, too.
Kate Bosworth co-stars as 60s screen icon Sandra Dee, who Bobby Darin wooed and married in 1960.
When I first started researching, I watched a few of her films and then found myself getting really caught up in the imitation of it and freaking out because I didn't think I could actually walk exactly like her, talk exactly like her, move exactly like her. So I went to Kevin and I said, listen, I think I need a speech coach, a movement coach, every kind of coach possible to be able to imitate this person exactly because I want to get it right. And he just like looked at me and was like, no, we're not doing an imitation. We, you know, take it with a grain of salt, and then we really have to create the characters from our hearts to make it believable and to make people care.
The names are the same, but co-writer and director Spacey acknowledges the script does take some significant liberties with the facts of Bobby Darin's life.
I wasn't interested in making a dark, plotting biopic. I was interested in making a celebration. So I didn't go into a lot of areas I could have gone. I didn't deal with their divorce. I didn't deal with his second marriage. I wanted to make a romance. Not just about them, but a romance about the period, about this music, about this kind of filmmaking. So there were a lot of things I chose not to address. And there are a lot of things that I changed around because they dramatically worked better. So because I was breaking the bounds of what would be conventional biopic and, you know, sort of got to be accurate and I said, it's a fantasy. You know, I'm not interested in having to do that. I'm interested in just having people walk out and feel uplifted. And in my movie, Bobby Darin doesn't die. Walden Robert Cassato does. But Bobby Darin, as I say at the end, is still swinging.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
Beyond the Sea also features Brenda Bletton as Bobby's mother, John Goodman plays his longtime manager, and it introduces young William Ulrich playing Bobby Darin as a youngster. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
As before, and happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing, no more sailing, so long sailing, bye bye sailing.